Every week, 500,000 drivers see the Cuyahoga Falls Pedestrian Mall from Route 8. The area was once a thriving downtown, but these days it draws crowds only occasionally during summer festivals. Now there's a plan to bring cars and the city hopes shoppers back to Front Street. These days, the steady flow of water is about the only sound on Front Street's pedestrian mall. Old and tired fountains sit at the north and south ends of the two-block area. People are few and far between, except at Flurry's Cafe.
I'm cooking coconut pancakes and blueberry pancakes and sausage and eggs.
That's Kim White, the owner of Flurry's. The cozy, kitschy diner moved to this location last year after decades in a more residential spot.
Well, even though the street isn't open, we are busier, just because we're on a busier street.
With easy access at the corner of Portage Trail and Front Street, she's seeing the kind of traffic that Mayor Don Walters wants for the entire pedestrian mall. That's why he's been championing a plan to reopen the entire street to auto traffic for the first time since 1978.
The downtowns were dying because everyone wanted to go to the large indoor shopping malls. Unfortunately, the downtowns, a lot of the merchants left, customers left also, and no one knew what to do at the time. So we closed our Front Street Mall for two blocks and put in a pedestrian mall, thinking that that would be the niche we need to bring people back downtown. Well, that was 40 years ago, and I believe about 39 years ago, they started talking about opening it back up.
Retail is almost totally deserted Front Street. Along with Flurry's Cafe, there's a popcorn shop, a couple bars, and several antique stores still at street level, with office space above. Remnants of the signs for long-gone stores like Woolworth's and the Whistle Stop still remain, as does the vintage sign for Levinson's, which is still very much in business after almost a century. The store sells uniforms to public safety personnel, and owner William Birch says sales grow every year. But he has mixed feelings about the redevelopment plan.
We've rented the building. We probably paid for it 8 times, you know, over the 100 years. But I can see our rent start to go up. We're a destination shop, so we need to be, you know, wherever is halfway reasonable. But as far as for the city, yeah, I think it's good for the city.
The feasibility studies commissioned by the city say so as well. A 2013 Fresno State study found that only about 11% of pedestrian malls have proven successful, usually in college towns or resort areas. And ideally, those malls should not totally impede car traffic. So opening Front Street back up is good for everyone, according to Mayor Walters.
If this is done properly, possibly a rent could double and your business could triple.
The plan calls for more than just adding traffic lanes. There will be tree-lined sidewalks. At the corner of Broad Boulevard, the popular fountain for kids with its jumping and squirting water streams will remain. So will the clock tower and outdoor ice rink. Mayor Walters says the 3 free parking decks will stay put, a good thing since a new hotel is also part of the mix. Details on that are still being worked out, as are plans to turn the long-empty Falls Theater into a microbrewery. But all of that is contingent on the plan actually going forward. Over the summer, City Council approved the first phase of engineering and design work, which Mayor Walters says is already underway.
The utility underground things will start first. We don't want to put a road over an old 50-year-old water line or sewer line, so that'll all happen first, and then the road will go in, we hope, by fall of 18.
Late last month, residents got a preview of what a reinvigorated Front Street might look like. The nonprofit Better Block Foundation moved in with live music, pop-up shops, food vendors, and a yarn bomb. Hundreds of yards of yarn that spelled out "I love Cuyahoga Falls" on the circular parking deck. Carol McDonald lives in the Falls and said seeing what was happening during Better Block, the redevelopment should be a success.
If there were a nice little restaurant to come to and a place to sit out, have a drink or whatever, and there was a store that I'd like to go to, I'd come.
Better Block aims to show residents the possibilities that await their neighborhoods. Co-founder Jason Roberts says Better Block's events often lead to positive change, but sometimes face hurdles to progress.
A lot of those challenges are really based with policies that the cities have, because usually the people are ready to go after these projects. Sometimes there's absentee property owners that we have a hard time getting a hold of. So things like that can be the problems that constrain these projects from having any momentum after them.
Robert sees no such problems in Cuyahoga Falls, where Mayor Walters says the city is already talking to merchants about moving in when work is complete.
If you go to Easton and Columbus, Legacy Village, those are essentially new fake downtowns. Well, we have a real one. Problem is no one can get to it.
I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.